Welcome back, friends. Mother of our Savior focuses on her role in bearing Jesus, the Savior of humanity, linking her motherhood directly to the redemption of the world. And now this one I really am cognizant of. I am a mother, a small m, of our Savior when I evangelize to others. More by deeds than by words, but both, frankly, are important. When I am honest and striving to be better, offering charity to others, I'm giving water to the thirsty. Water, love, charity is what mothers give their children. Mary gave this to Jesus, and I mirror this action of Mary's title. When I join my efforts, my actions to hers for the glory of our Lord. All of that kind of together.
Yeah. Mother of our Savior. It's such an interesting, reality because most of us, I think, are arrogant enough to not think that we need one oftentimes, or not understand our need for one, maybe in our ignorance. And yet you think about Mary when this reality was being put to her, she would have been fully aware of the messianic prophecies of not least of which would have been that the Lord was going to come through the machination of a virgin, but also the purpose for which he was going to come. So when you think about that element of her accepting him into her womb, knowing that the primary component or the primary element of herself that was necessary to our Savior was her ability to die. And knowing that our Lord, in some mystical way, of course, she can't understand all of the things that are going to, how everything is going to come about, but she does know that he's going to have to suffer and that he will die. Not the particular, but in the aggregate, she understands that. And yet, because she understands the great need of mankind better than we ourselves could understand our need for a savior, she becomes the mother even of that, right? The title of her being the mother of our creator is beautiful, right? Because it's so lovely, right? To think of somebody who is making something from nothing out of love. To be the mother of that is a profundity of beauty. But to be the mother of our Savior is more the awareness of the weakness of mankind that became a necessary component to our Lord being able to save ourselves. And that element of her motherhood. And I was thinking it goes along with what you were saying, right? You become the mother of the Savior when in the with a little m, when it costs you something personally, right? When you do what isn't easiest for you, but is best for another.
That's right.
Right? It's never easy to correct someone. It's not always fun to give somebody a drink. It's not pleasurable to instruct somebody who's an ignorant or to admonish a sinner. But when you do those things, right, that is almost a radical entering into that maternal element, recognizing that, I mean, to be mother of the Creator, I think, is profoundly joyful. To be mother of the Savior is to become viscerally aware of need.
That's right, and sacrifice. So these various titles portray Mary's motherhood as both physical and spiritual, divine and human. They span her earthly role as Jesus's mother to her ongoing intercessory role in heaven. The repetition of mother with various attributes, most pure, most chaste, and so forth, emphasizes her perfection in motherhood, setting her apart as the ideal. That's what makes her a model. Theologically, they draw from Scripture. For example, Luke 1:43, mother of my Lord, straight scripture. Tradition and papal teaching, evolving over centuries to reflect the church's deepening understanding of her role. Titles, more reflections of her, not her to them. She is the abstract, and so Sarah's done a beautiful job highlighting this in various at various times. She's the abstract truth of these concrete realities. The focus on her titles of motherhood is to engage with her better, as our Lord would have done. So, as a thought for us to consider, how can we apply these titles to our own lives as mother? And we would certainly encourage you during this beautiful month of May to reflect on her motherhood, the motherhood of Christ, the motherhood of God. And she is your mother too, right? As Thérèse of Lisieux would say, she is more mother than queen.
Amen. And thanks be to God for that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Any closing thoughts? We're good.
I think that to kind of enter into the this understanding of motherhood, I may have said this in prior shows, but I always think that it's so obvious that our Lord loved his mother so greatly because the corporal and spiritual works of mercy are basically her job description.
It's true.
So the more profoundly that we live those elements of the teaching of Christ, instructing the ignorant, clothing the naked, giving drink to the thirsty, praying for the dead, all of those elements, the more that we embrace those in their reality, the more profoundly we will discover our own motherhood. And I think that everyone is aware of how necessary authentic motherhood is in a world where, for so many, many years, we have basically said that a mother can be easily replaced by a teacher or by a daycare provider, or, it doesn't matter if you cram 50 children from 50 different mothers into one space, they'll all be raised the same, right? The lie of that is becoming truth, right? I mean, we're starting to see the reality of that. And so those of us who have been given the grace, not only of, we've had the grace of natural motherhood for very many years. And now you had said in one of the other shows that now we need to become that spiritual mother, that mother of good counsel, the one who is able to give to the ones who are younger than us what we were so graciously able to receive from those who preceded us. We need to be able to enter into both that element of Mary's natural motherhood and her spiritual motherhood. And I think that the Litany of Loreto is a profound tool that, if approached not just as a repetition of her titles, which is worthy and meritorious, right? I mean, just to say her titles is a great grace. To hear yourself say those words, but to really, take some time during the month of May, and maybe on different dates of the calendar, write down one or two of those titles, and spend some time, just 15 minutes of meditation on those names that are given to her, these glorious titles that she merits to bear, would be a good way to spend May.
It is a wonderful, wonderful way to spend money. All right, my friends. That's a little bit to wet your whistle. Till the next time, Fide Serraccio.